This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The macroeconomic number of the day is 1.877 million, if you want to get specific, which we do. That is the number of first-time claims for unemployment benefits filed last week. Still insanely high. The trend, though, is down, which is good. But millions of Americans have lost income these past 11 weeks. And when people have less money in their pockets, they spend less, which in this particular macroeconomic situation isn't great, because we all want this recession to end, right? Economists being economists, they have a theory about consumers and the choices that we make in a recession, a theory popularized back in the 1930s by none other than John Maynard Keynes, called the paradox of thrift.
It is a market failure,
okay,
by which individuals decide not to spend, but rather to save, hoping that they'll get a better price the next day.
Because
they are keeping money and not spending it because they think that they should have precautionary savings.
That's Lisa Cook. She's a professor of economics at Michigan State University. Maybe it would be helpful to have an example from the recent past, huh?
New car sales plunged in 2008.
About 18% that year.
The car companies were giving all sorts of incentives to try to get people to loosen their pocketbooks. They were offering employee discounts.
Didn't really work, though.
What we saw parallel to that was that the average age of cars on the road was the highest it had ever been in the United States.
So even with all those discounts, people weren't buying.
That really drove car sales down, or kept car sales down.
Until 2011. So let's look at now, okay? This April, the household savings rate in this country hit 33%, the highest since 1975. Consumer spending, not coincidentally, hit a record low that month, dropping 13%, because
there's uncertainty. And when there is uncertainty, people often, households often, want to hold on to their money because they don't know what's coming up next.
And therein lies the paradox. Consumers are saving, not consuming, and all of that saving is a drag on the economy.
This is a problem because consumer spending makes up 70% of GDP. And if people aren't spending, then economic activity and GDP will fall. And that will create a vicious cycle.
How far is GDP going to fall? The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta has revised its estimate. It now figures the economy is going to shrink 53%, and this is important, 53% on an annualized basis in the second quarter. Our next explainer, by the way, is going to be annualized growth rates. Special thanks, of course, to Lisa Cook at Michigan State for helping us out today.